From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
A big night for the Chicago Bears last night on Monday Night Football. Josh McCown threw for 348 yards and four touchdowns to lead the Bears to a 45-28 win over the Cowboys. Chicago climbed to 7-6 and into a tie with the Lions atop the NFC North. The Cowboys fall to 7-6, a game back of the Eagles in the NFC East. Next up for Dallas is the Green Bay Packers. They come to town on Sunday. And Jordy Nelson says the Pack just needs to keep grinding now, just behind Detroit and Chicago.
Yeah, but we can't stop what we're doing. I mean, if guys take this win and start relaxing, then we're going to be back in the same situation. You got to continue to grind, continue to play well. A lot of people were talking about winning the game. I was trying to force, you know, the issue of playing quality football, especially after the Thanksgiving game. It's more about quality of football than winning or losing. So I believe if we play quality football, we'll end up winning the games.
The Bucs back in action tonight at Chicago against the Bulls. They'll be without Zaza Pachulia. The center is the latest casualty of an injury-filled season. Team officials say Pachulia fractured a bone in his right foot during Wednesday night's loss. The 29-year-old will be out for at least 4 weeks. The Badger men's basketball team jumped several spots in the latest AP and USA Today polls released yesterday. The 10-0 Badgers are up four spots to fourth in the AP Top 25 and up three spots to sixth in the USA Today coaches poll. The Badger women's basketball team hosts Gonzaga tonight. At the baseball winter meetings, former managers Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, and Bobby Cox are heading to the National Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. And pitcher Roy Halladay is calling it a career. The two-time Cy Young Award winner signing a one-day contract with Toronto so he can retire as a Blue Jay. That's sports. I'm Tom King.